This is Dr. Lee dictating a follow-up progress note. Patient name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, date of birth 2/27/1954. Patient seen today at the nursing facility. Also discussed with the social worker Melissa, present in the room when I saw the patient. Patient has been doing well, but reported by the nursing staff, patient has a difficulty swallowing solid, but he's able to take pure E diet and liquid he's tolerating well. He has a known dysarthria from the previous CVA, and patient today denies any fever, chills, has a dry cough. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, he has a dysarthria, but he's able to understand the question asked. His vitals are stable, neck supple, lungs are clear, heart estimates to regular abdomen is soft, non-tender bowel from palate extremity to edema. Neuro, he's awake, alert, cooperative, oriented, time 3, understand all the questions we ask him. Assessment, patient has a CVA, neck strain dysarthria due to CVA, neck strain CKD, neck strain hypertension, neck strain diabetes. Patient is tolerating currently pure diet, and because of difficulty swallowing due to solid, I have detailed discussion with the patient regarding his cord status. He wants to be full cord, and he does not want G-tube for the feeding. He also does not want any hemodialysis if kidney get worsening, and but he wants to be transferred to the hospital for medical management and blood transfusion if needed. I have signed his new MOST form. His recent BUN is 18, creatinine 1.67, potassium 4.1. His repeat WBC count is normal, and his hemoglobin is baseline. So I have changed the MOST form and also discussed with the social work. At present, he's a full cord, but no feeding tube and no hemodialysis, but transferred to the hospital if needed. Thank you.